This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the weekly connection that a lot of Doug Steffen joints are sort of brought together.
Joints?
Yes, we have different Doug joints that are brought together. The DJV experience, the Good Day experience, people that have been on the air with me for a long time that I respect, who have things to say about what the big stories are. The charts from Talkers Magazine are produced every week, and so this week's no different. The week of February the 27th to March the 3rd, we have our stories, top 10 stories of the week, and the top 10 people on the list. So I'll go through them, and then my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, we'll all have some fun with our thoughts regarding some of these things, or collectively all of them. But first thing to do is to give us a basis upon which to build our conversations. And so that comes with a list of the top 10 stories of the week. We don't usually have much to say about the sports stuff. It's at number 10. Okay, it is what it is. I'm kind of enthused because the baseball players are back and the Senators are going to lose to the Red Sox. Other than that,
Who are the Senators?
The Senators are the Washington
team. Used to be the Washington team. Now they're the Nationals.
They are? When did they change their name?
When they started again in 2005. Senators was taken by...
recent, is what you're saying.
A minor league hockey team had picked up the name the Senators. Yeah. So they had to change.
Let's call them the Redskins then. Let's call them
football, Dougie.
That's kind of like Victoria not knowing how much a postage stamp would cost.
None of us knew. None of us knew.
Richie, how much does a postage stamp cost?
Couldn't tell you.
See?
40 cents, maybe?
See, that's what I guessed. It's just something in the
40s.
Uh-huh. All right. Richie, do you take pictures of your checks and deposit them in the bank?
I do, yeah.
Okay. All
right. Oh, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too, by the way.
Really?
Jen, where were you when we were having this discussion? You made me sound like I was an alien.
Yeah,
well, because I've actually been, I have to go to the bank for business, so I do know how to use the bank, but for myself, I just,
I do not know how to use the bank.
From now on, I'm sending a picture of me with a dollar amount on it, and then you can do what you want with it. I'm not sending checks anymore.
All right.
All right, so meanwhile, back at the countdown.
Wait, you send checks?
Wait, we get paid for this?
My deposits are different with you, Jennifer. Okay, let's keep moving here.
They bounce like a rubber. I'm just kidding.
Oh, very cute.
Number nine,
the situation that people are still talking about with regard to the Oscars. I don't know. I mean, how much more can you say about that? It was as usual, the news media and the general media making a mountain out of a molehill. Okay, was it embarrassing? Yeah, was it kind of, it was amusing, actually. It was entertaining more than anything else.
I thought they maybe did it on purpose because of the lack of interest in the show itself.
I did too, Rich. Yeah, me too.
Right.
Yeah, they said, we need something big to get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the biggest award of the night with two of the biggest stars in Hollywood? I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah. They copied Steve Harvey, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Let's hear it for Steve Harvey. Okay. Number eight, the continuing conversation about the execution of Kim Jong-nam. Not related to Vietnam, as far as I know, anyway. And why is it that this is... So they've got some kind of cream that you can put on your face or somewhere on your body, and in 5 minutes you'll be dead. Why is that news?
I don't know if it's a cream. It's a weapon of mass destruction. It's not like we're putting some Strivectin on our face or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think the thing here is the confusion surrounding it, because the two women that did this that are in trouble, they seemed to think that they were duped. Like, they didn't know what they were actually doing when they killed this guy. It's a very strange story.
Really? Did they know
like
the guy?
The night before, the one woman was at a birthday party for her friend, singing, and then all of her friends said that she's really kind of naive and that they thought it was a practical joke type thing.
Well, there you go.
Were they paid, though, for this practical joke?
That we don't know yet. And by the way, Doug, I think it was ricin that they put on his face.
It was. Okay. And here's the deal. If somebody like Kim Jong-un comes up to you and says, I have very funny joke, you laugh a long time, you better to just run away.
Yeah,
right. But I'm not sure if concerned? I trust his sense of humor.
Okay. But so is this a human interest story? Why is this something of interest that people on the radio would talk about other than...
Because you don't see it all the time. You don't see somebody get assassinated, the brother of a world leader.
Yeah, getting
get assassinated in an airport by two unsuspecting women.
Smearing something on his face. This is something out of a James Bond movie.
It really is, yeah.
Okay, so that's good. And it's a theme for the next James Bond movie.
And let me tell you something. The Kim Jong-un guy.
Yeah.
taking out five people that he found out were lying to him with a anti-aircraft gun from 100 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is a different kind of twisted man.
And a pack of wild dogs ate his uncle.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Yeah. That was fun.
So then somebody ought to be, why aren't we just bumping them off? Why don't we just
send... Well, that's a good question.
Because the enemy you know is better than the enemy you don't.
Well, yeah, who would take over? Is there anyone else in that family? No, he's killed his whole family. No one can take over.
I know a guy who's a good leader, he's a good businessman named Larry Janetsky. We could send him over. Give him the,
I think you should be the king of North Korea, though.
I think I should, too. I like that. His stuff is cold over there. Can I do it from here in Los Angeles?
Sure, why
not? You'd have
is
to get
it really cold?
Is it?
What, cold in North Korea? Oh, yeah, it's miserable. North Korea.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's north?
Yeah.
So are they south of the North Pole, or?
Yes, they are south,
they are south of the North Pole.
So it's south of the North Pole, north
you
of Korea.
You can go to any post office and see a map of the world, and it'll tell you where North Korea is.
And what the postal code is.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Can you imagine Kim Jong-un's mailman? That guy's got to be scared every day.
Shaking the envelope.
That's pretty interesting.
Think about that guy.
There's a food tester and a mailman, probably, that... live close by or are working close by.
I just don't know why someone can't just take him out of their pocket and step on him. I mean, he's not that big. He's like a little bug.
Yeah, and are his soldiers that loyal to him? I mean, the whole country is literally kept in the dark at night and no internet.
Here's a negotiator. If Trump really wants to negotiate with the Chinese, here's a negotiating point that probably nobody would argue with. If the Taiwanese and the people in Hong Kong want to be free again, here's what we'll do. We'll support them, and we'll give you China, North Korea. You can have North Korea. You take it, do whatever you want with it, and let the Taiwanese and the North and the Hong Kongians, whatever they call the people in Hong Kong, let them be on their own. What do they call a Hong Kong person? A Hong Konger? What's a Hong Kong person?
Oh, boy. I do know about the Donkey Kongers, but I don't know if it's the same as the Hong Kongers.
Hong Kongers. All right, so
I think we've succeeded in offending many people, yes.
No. Yeah. Really?
No one in North Korea is allowed to listen to anything entertaining, so we haven't offended anyone over there, at least.
No.
I don't think China wants North Korea. There's not much there to be had.
A lot of rocks.
Yeah.
It's all right.
What about giving it to South Korea? How come South Korea gets the shaft here?
Well, South Korea should have, it should be one Korea, put it back together again, like the one Vietnam... And the one United States after the Civil War, we became one, sort of. And then fix all that. I'm being facetious, but what people oftentimes don't realize, they go back in the history books to understand how all of these jurisdictions were formed basically on tribal and religious realities. Most all of the countries in the world, especially the older areas of the world, Africa, the Far East, the Middle East, all of these areas that have been diced up by Britain and, to a lesser extent, Spain and France, and once in a while the Dutch would get involved, but not off. Mostly it was the British who were the culprits. They just cut everything up without regard for the tribes. And as a result of that, there's just been nothing for centuries since they did that except strife. That's why Iraq is the mess that it is. That's why the Middle East is the mess that it is. That's why Africa is in turmoil. That's why many situations still have not been rectified in Asia because of the British making a mess of things. And then the oil companies went in and finished off what the British didn't do. So you've got all of these things that aren't natural. Korea is a natural peninsula. If you look at where it is on the map, it is a natural peninsula that makes sense to be one entity. And it only got broken because the Chinese communists tried to come in and take over all of Korea at one point in time when they were in their initial expansion days. And so the communists on the north versus the people in the south that didn't want communism, that's where all of this came. And the line changed depending on how the war, and there was never really a winner in the war. At the end, everybody said, okay, enough of this, let's just stop, and you guys on the north and the communists, you get that, and the people in the south get this and that.
Well, there was a winner, South Korea. I mean, look at what an industrial money.
Well, now, yes, but I'm talking about a declared winner of the war. You could say that for Vietnam, too, Richie. Look at how wonderful.
Absolutely.
Vietnam is a paradise.
So as much of a mess as the Vietnam War was, they walked away with a pretty stable country.
Right. Well, we've gone in more recently to these areas and ruined them, and then we go back in and we fix them up. You know, maybe that'll happen someday in Iraq.
50 years down the road, hopefully we see a stable industrial Iraq.
Yeah.
One could only hope.
Yeah, exactly.
Would be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But under the
Look at Germany. Yeah. Look at Germany. Oh,
fabulous. Yeah. And the rest of Europe, too. We rebuilt all of Europe, not just Germany. We paid for rebuilding most everything. The Brits did their own country on their own pretty much, although we helped them a lot. That was what the Lend-Lease deal was about. All right, so you got your history lesson, folks. It's 18 past the hour with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
You're listening to a discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. May I underscore also something that is very helpful to people who listen to this program and people in general who need to have blood flow. They need to have healthy blood flow in their body, and they want it naturally. They want to have a normal blood pressure reading when they go to the doctor. The way to get that is by ordering Superbeats. 800-655-4183 is the number, or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order your own. You've heard perhaps many of us talk over the past months about Superbeats, actually the past years, how effective it is in keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be and making you feel healthy and strong. 800-655-4183 for that first order. Get a 30-day supply free. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, 23 and change after the hour, as the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the conventional News Talk world takes place and takes shape. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan here to discuss these stories. We've gotten ourselves through the North Korea situation there. At number seven, there's something very interesting brewing at the stock market and in the economy. There are those people who on one hand are worried about if the Fed follows through and increases the interest rate, is that going to knock the stock market on its butt? And then every time you turn around, though, the IPO for Snap this week did very, very well. If you look at the market itself, it's up to its all-time high, and people seem to be very optimistic. Now, we all know what nutbirds those people are on Wall Street and how fickle they are. And, you know, when somebody on Wall Street gets a cold, it knocks the market off by 500 points. So, to take it at its face value at the moment,
that's pretty easy to read. I mean, it's not like you're having to read the tea leaves here. They see a little relief coming with regard to taxes and businesses getting a little relief when it comes to regulation.
Yeah.
So they're all breathing a little easier as far as being able to do business.
I've found that watching and listening to Warren Buffett, who's been very visible,
that guy really
since Trump came on the scene, has been talking about how strong, and he was not a Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination, but he was very quick to, at the beginning, tell everybody to calm down, and he's been very, very visible almost every day in some interview here and there, talking about what he's doing with Berkshire Hathaway and how he felt good about the airlines, for example. He feels good about certain things, the food sector, buying automobile dealerships.
Did you see where he bought like $1 billion of Apple or something crazy
that? Yeah, I bought a lot of Apple. Yeah. So, I mean, this, I would say that with that, he's putting a lot of money into the market, and so are a lot of other people following him. And so if he wasn't doing it, and a lot of other people were, I might not pay as much attention to it because I don't know how good they are. I'm not a follower of fashion here. I'm not a stock market person. It's like you in the post office, Victoria. I don't follow the stock market. And just to tell, I'm teasing you a little bit. On an earlier discussion, an earlier hour of our program, Victoria and Jennifer Horn were talking about their use or lack thereof of the old-fashioned postal service. Like when I send a check to them, I stick it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and send it in the mail. And they don't know how to use the post office. They don't know how to use banks. They just know how to take pictures of stuff and put it in their account, which is the modern way of doing things.
Yeah. It's the easiest way. Why drive to the bank? Why waste all that gas?
Because it's fun to visit with the tellers and to talk to the person.
Oh, that's my nightmare. I can't.
Well, but see, because you do business with big banks. I have a little bank, three. I have a bank that has three offices. That's it. That's where I do. I've been there since I was 8 years old. Wow. And they know me. They know how to take care of when I need something. If I need to borrow a little money, I don't have to go to New York, and I don't have to go to Chicago. I go to these little fellas.
And the kind of relationship with our credit union, it's great. I call the woman on the phone. I said, I just bought a new car. She says, stop by and pick up the check.
Yeah. Credit unions are fabulous.
Fantastic.
The big banks are from hunger. Horrible. And I'm betting, I don't even know, because I never look at your cash check to see what bank you put it in, Victoria.
But
I'm guessing
Chase Bank.
Chase Bank.
Yeah.
The world's worst, not the country's worst bank, the world's worst bank.
In what way?
Every way. They are cheating slime wads like you wouldn't believe. I'll tell you the story
it's
about
J.P. Morgan Chase,
mortgage.
Right?
Oh, yeah. My God. I've been in court with them for almost 6 years over the mortgage of my house in California. And before that, I was in court with them over a leased car.
Here's a little insider tip with you.
Yeah.
Victoria, there's not too many banks where Doug hasn't been in court with him.
No, that's not true. No.
Well,
that's not true.
I mean, I'm not, I don't have any, I only have a checking and a savings account with them, so, and I really like their app. And so, and Lewis and I can send money to each other, and we're, so it's very easy.
That's very romantic.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Visit Chase.com and have nice romance. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furniture deals.
Want the look of hardwood, but not the worry of water? Get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, up to 34% off, at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. Choose from more than 60 varieties of Woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and new Click Ceramic Plank. And get new Dream Home X2O highly water-resistant laminate at introductory prices. More from 69 cents and special financing. Bring on the spring showers. We've got you covered with incredible deals on waterproof floors and more at the Spring Flooring Sale at Lumber Liquidators.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. will work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
Now 34 after the hour here. This is an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, where the subject matter on most of the news talk radio stations around the country becomes the focal point as the folks there do a review of the shows and the hosts, and they get a sense of what has been the big issue or in the 10 biggest issues this week. And so we've gone through a number of them. We actually, number six, the story of that bar shooting in Kansas. And the only thing I can say, I stayed away from this completely this week because I find these things to be of no value other than you learn what sort of hatred comes from ignorance. And there's nothing new because we see a lot of hatred and we see a lot of ignorance.
Yep.
So these guys that were in this bar and this fellow walks in and says, get out of my country, and then starts shooting and kills one guy.
This was the two Indian men, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a terrible story.
Well, but yeah, that's the point. These things happen, unfortunately, way too frequently because we have some morons in this country who don't get it. And they believe some of the hype. The people who blame it on Trump because now he's the new sheriff in town. Trump didn't say, go shoot those guys. Trump didn't say anything about it. They take this stuff and then they run with it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the news media is happy to be a conspirator and to blame it on Trump. And these people are responsible for themselves, period, end of story. And these two guys are innocent guys just in a bar. They both had pretty good stories as far as what they were doing and accomplishing here, from what I could tell. But I see no real productive reason to have a conversation about it. Am I wrong?
Hey, the thing that hit me is the guy that shot and killed the man. What did he think that he was accomplishing by killing somebody? Did he think that immigration would just stop? Did he think he was fixing something? Or was it just a heat-of-the-moment outrage?
What kind of a person brings a gun into a bar who's so angry that he wants, and he thinks he's going to kill somebody, and no consequence, his life is over? In that moment, in that instant,
right,
he declared an end to his life.
Maybe he thought delusionally that he would be somehow exonerated.
Okay, so then under the circumstances,
or that he's a patriot,
then
right,
and he's saving our country.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
obviously, there's some sort of mental illness.
So where does
it?
Yeah, exactly. How does that get started? Where does that come from? It's got to be. There's a lot of that stuff going around. A lot of that thinking.
I know.
A lot of that skinhead mentality gets you no place. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at number 5. From 5 to 1 is all Trump. So we can just spend the rest of the time we have here together talking about various Trump things. I guess the one that is the biggest is this: the intelligence community saying Russia interfered with the election and they wanted to help President Trump win. So the FBI has an investigator, sends their investigators around to find out whether Trump aides had any contact with the Russians. And it turns out that apparently not only did Michael Flynn talk to somebody, and he had to resign, but now there's some reason to believe, it looks like it does have some merit, that Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general, he says he didn't speak to the Russian, but apparently it looks like he did. At least he met with them last year at some point in time. He didn't tell Congress that. I'm thinking Sessions is going to be done pretty quickly here. I don't see him surviving.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He did talk to them. He didn't talk to them about anything related to the election.
It doesn't make any difference. It's still the appearance, Richie.
Well, and that's the whole thing. The appearance is what the news wants you to believe, and that's why they won't back down from
First of all, I agree with Richie. I don't think that Jeff Sessions is going anywhere. I don't think it's that. I think he'll be fine. But secondly, this isn't what the media wants you to believe. I mean, I watched his press conference. These words came right out of his own mouth. He did not answer the question truthfully when Senator Franken asked him about connections with Russia. He said he should have thought about it more diligently. He should have taken his time and really thought about what he was going to say. On the same token, though, to his defense, senators do meet with ambassadors
right,
all the time.
Exactly.
So I don't think, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Jeff Sessions, but I don't think he really did anything wrong. He is correct, ethically, that he should recuse himself from the investigation, and he knows that he should, and he said he was planning on doing it all along. But beyond that, I think, you know, whatever they find out about Russia, I don't think it's going to come back to Jeff Sessions.
Well, I don't know. It just seems to me that there's like a feeding frenzy here. And where it goes,
anybody that's Russian is apparently traitor and tried to fix the election.
Yeah.
So if you're a senator and you spoke to an ambassador, all of a sudden there's this dirty laundry somewhere that they have to dig up.
Well, there's dirty laundry everywhere because that's what the news media wants you to believe is going on. That
exactly.
There's a study out this week from the Media Research Center that suggests 88% of all the news about Donald Trump in the first month of office has been negative. So how is that fair and balanced? You know, how is that right?
There is no fair and balanced. Did you see the story, and I shared this on social media this week, where people looking into quote-unquote fake news have found that there are companies that buy conservative and liberal websites. Then they write the story, the same story, and then they edit one to be conservative, and they edit the other to be liberal, and then they put each one on websites that they own with a left-leaning and a right-leaning, and then that way we don't miss half of the audience when it comes to clicks for ads.
Yeah,
so
they're
these companies
money off of it.
These companies are writing to, they're taking a Reuters story and then taking it and putting their own left and right vent on it, creating their own website, selling their own ads on those websites.
Yep.
Just for, it's pure profit. That's all
and
it
that
is.
And that has nothing to do with the actual news media. That's not their
you
fault
know,
at all.
Right.
These are profiteers that are...
The light just went on in my brain. Do you remember when I went to visit Floyd Brown in Phoenix last
yeah.
year?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the companies, now that I think about it, that's one of the companies. They take this stuff, the news, and they put a right spin on it.
Yeah,
and
but
he's buying some other websites, and that's I bet that's what he did.
But he's only putting a right spin on it. Mm-hmm. So what he's doing is he's on a political mission to put the news in a certain light. Mm-hmm. He's not saying, okay, I'm going to buy a left-leaning website or create a left-leaning website and a right-leaning website and then just take the news and just put clickbait out there mm-hmm. for liberals and conservatives so that I can just serve all the ads that I want.
Isn't that a fascinating term, clickbait?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when you Google things now, and Google's trying to combat the fake news stuff, but when you see your search results, if you search, like, Jeff Sessions recusing himself, and then the list of the news articles that pop up, normally it's, you know, CBS, ABC, like all the major news networks that come up, and New York Times, whatever. But there are so many other things that are inching closer and closer to the top of the search results that are websites that I've never heard of. And they're exactly what Richie's talking about. It's these websites that are taking this news and then just making it clickbait and spinning it however they can spin it to get the most people to click on it so that they can make money.
So,
I mean, that's not the news media's fault. That's just a
that's
separate
correct.
Business.
That's just a bunch of sleaze bags
yeah.
looking for
clicks. They're like carpetbaggers. They're the new carpetbaggers.
They are. And yeah. The bottom line on my post was, anytime you see an issue... That because my cousin is doing this. My cousin is posting all of these stories with a pre-written vent on them. And I said, do me a favor. Go read. It was about the education reform, education department reform. I said, find 3 to 5 of any website covering this story. Any website. I don't care. Just go to 3 to 5 of them and read all 3 to 5 stories. That way, somewhere in the middle, you will learn the truth.
Mm. So it is. Find something in the middle.
Yep.
Hard to do these days.
There is nothing in the middle. You have to find your own.
Yep. Find your own middle. 44 past the hour as the review continues of the hot hits in talk radio. Right now I'm going to bring Victoria with me into the sheets from Parasheet.
Hello.
Richie, you. Yeah, this is something that we've been talking about now for the last month or so. Parachute sheets. This would make a wonderful gift, Richie, for you to give to your wife. This is a good Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is a couple months away, but why not do it now while you're thinking about it? And I bet Janet would love these. Parachute sheets are the most comfortable modern bedding that you can find. And what makes it best is that when you sleep on them for the first night, you're not sure, the first week you're not sure, even the first month you're not sure, you keep them for 60 days or 60 nights to try out to find a comfort zone. If you don't like the sheets, then you send them back, get your money back. Imagine that, having a set of sheets that are this quality that you can sleep on for 2 months, and if you decide you don't like them, you send them back. ParachuteHome.com/DJV, Richie. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get free shipping and this test. Go online now. Look at see what they have for pillowcases, sheets, duvet covers. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets you could possibly imagine. And I think you guys would love this. It's good for the children. It's good for everybody. All
and there's
sizes.
A great color selection, too. I mean, you can really find... They have a lot of great designer color combinations, so you can find...
Yeah, I know Richie
matches.
Well enough to know I could hear him going to the...
Yeah, right now.
I knew he would go right there. And
eco-friendly,
see what there is.
Direct-to-consumer business model. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this is very... It's good, Rich.
Looks
and the prices are great, and the sheets, they're crafted in Europe. They're stitched in Italy. It comes from Egyptian cotton. You'll be living like Warren Buffett. Does Warren Buffett has these sheets? I'm sure, and you'll have them, and so you'll be just like
they had me at get in bed with the best.
Okay, there you go. Visit parachutehome.com/DJB.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
The nature of IBD can make it harder for patients to discuss their symptoms or the impact the disease has on their lives. It's important for people to know that they're not alone and that they should feel open to talking to their doctor about all their symptoms. This communication is important in order to develop an appropriate treatment plan.
A great resource is IBDGamePlan.com, which has tools to help people living with IBD create a game plan with their healthcare providers to take control and manage symptoms of IBD. Symptoms of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can include diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramping, and rectal bleeding.
There is no cure for IBD, but there are treatments available that address the inflammation that causes symptoms and can help achieve and maintain remission.
Visit IBDGamePlan.com to create your own IBD game plan, register for ongoing tips, and access useful tools.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, we got 2 minutes here, and there are two stories that I'm prone to give most of the time to Richie. The discussion number three is about immigration policies and that sort of thing. You just came back from a trip to Colombia. What was your experience coming back into the country?
Well, we went down to visit my wife's family down there to go to Carnival in Barranquilla on the north coast of Colombia. And one of the things that was interesting, we're at a birthday party with 150 people there, something like that. And everybody wanted to know what's really going on in the United States. And what I thought was interesting is they know that what they're seeing on the news isn't really what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they wanted to talk to me to find out what's really happening with immigration.
Gringo Central.
Yeah, so I am Gringo Central down there.
Yeah.
But what I thought was really interesting was there were two Colombians there that live in the United States who voted for Trump and spent most of the time at the party telling everybody else what was really going on from their perspective. So while the gringo was there, the gringo didn't really have to do it. It was the locals who live in the United States who were actually telling them what was going on. But the big thing that I came back with was nobody hates us. They aren't thinking that we're this racist society that's trying to keep all of them out.
Right.
And they know that what they're seeing on the American news channels, because you get CNN down there, but it's a little bit different flavor version.
No, but you do.
And they know what they see is not really what's going on, and they were very curious to talk to us, those of us who live in the States, and see what was going on. The other interesting thing was on the way back, coming through Dulles Airport, I was met by two people coming out of the immigration thing holding big blue signs that said free legal advice and free legal services.
Mm.
Both signs written in English, so it made me wonder how anybody who really needed the services
was going to get it. Right. You posted that on your Facebook page.
I did, on Instagram. Yeah.
Right. 10 before the hour. Thank you.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Almost. Some of the music from Apollo 13 playing as we get started with movie moments here. Time for Chuck Curry, our movie man, to shine. I'm sure he has a story from Apollo 13. Wasn't Bill Paxton in Apollo 13?
Yeah, he was. I play that because Ron Howard turned 63 years old a few days ago. One of his best films.
You know how they created the weightlessness effect in that movie, Chuck, right?
The vomit rocket.
Tell me, how did they do it?
There's a Boeing 707 that NASA owns that they call the Vomit Comet.
The Vomit Comet.
And they train the astronauts to understand weightlessness by going up to almost, they go as high as the plane can go, which is about 60,000 feet, 60, 70,000 feet in the air, and then they nosedive it.
Wow.
And in the nosedive, which lasts for about 4.5 minutes, all the shots from Apollo 13 that showed weightlessness were filmed in the Vomit Comet.
Right, that's right.
When they were doing that, four-and-a-half-minute plunge. So imagine how many times they had to do that and how sick those guys must have been. I remember seeing Tom Hanks's interview on it, and he was talking about how sick they were on the, I think it was 2 days or 3 days that it took them to film that stuff, and they were in misery. Going up, and then you can imagine, my God, coming back down again. Never mind wondering, well, you feel like the plane's going to crash, but you basically lose. It's weightlessness.
Yeah, and Apollo 13 was released in 1995. A lot of people thought it would win the Oscar for Best Picture. I believe it was beat out by Braveheart, Mel Gibson, but Ron Howard went on to win the Oscar for, I think, Director and Best Picture for A Beautiful Mind a year or two later.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. I just watched a really great interview that Bill Paxton did for Yahoo in 2014. I watched yesterday, and he talks about his experience on Apollo 13, how he originally was up for one role, didn't get it, and then Ron Howard called him on the phone, and he thought he was going to tell him that he wasn't going to be part of the film, and Ron Howard said, would you like to play this other part of another astronaut? And Bill Paxton, you could feel how genuine the guy was, how honored he was to be able to get to work with Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise and Kevin Bacon in that film, almost like he wasn't worthy of their presence. It's a great interview. You can catch it on Yahoo. It's about 14 minutes long.
You know what's funny, Chuck, you mentioned that. A friend of mine, or a guy I went to school with, is an actor, and he was in Twister with Bill Paxton. And he posted a picture the other day from the set on Twister. And he said the exact same thing you just said Paxton said about Ron Howard and Gary Sinise. This guy said, I was just the little guy on the set, and the only reason I got it is because of this commercial that I did, and I felt like I didn't belong there, but he made me feel like I belonged.
Yeah, and he also said, if you're a Bill Paxton fan, I found this interesting. He had a small part in Terminator. He played a gang leader in the beginning of the film. It's like a four-minute role, but it was an important credit in his career. Then he got Chet on Weird Science, which is really a lot of funny, ad-libbed a lot of his lines. But he had a very, very small part in Stripes with Bill Murray. His part got cut out. You could see him in the background, but they still gave him a credit, his name in the credits. And he said he had a really good bond with Bill Murray on the set, which I found really interesting in that interview.
Yeah. Well, this goes to show you, there are lots of ways of making it, and being a good guy is still a good way to make it, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. I'd much rather be dealing with somebody who's a good guy like that than some, you know what. All right, Chucker, we got a minute for what's coming out this weekend. What are we going to see that's going to be good this weekend?
Two new movies open nationwide. One is Logan, which will be Hugh Jackman's last, reportedly, last time he will play the superhero Wolverine. Now, this movie's rated R, not PG-13 like most superhero movies. Reviews are great, 96% positive, Rotten Tomatoes, and it's playing on over 4,000 screens. You know, we talked, you know, last year or the year before how 3,000 was a mega release. Now some of these films are playing on 4,000-plus screens, which almost forced it to have a huge opening weekend. And then the religious-based theme, the Shack, which is based on a Christian novel, I believe, playing on almost 3,000 screens nationwide.
Next,
the guy from Avatar is the lead, and also
Sam Worthington?
Hidden Figures also, the actress.
Sam Worthington.
Huh, okay. All right, so what else? You had one. You got 5 seconds. What do you got?
Kong Skull Island opens next weekend. Reviews advance pretty good.
Awful.
Yeah, big film.
That looks fun. 59 passes.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.